Welcome to Trailblazers, where we explore the inspiring journeys of entrepreneurs and industry leaders who are redefining success and making a lasting impact. These game changers are driving progress in our region and around the world. Welcome to Trailblazers. I'm your host, Melody Bradford. Behind every thriving economy, every successful business, and every life-changing career opportunity, there's a workforce system working tirelessly to connect talent with possibility. Today's guest understands that better than most. As Executive Director of the Workforce Board Lehigh Valley, Kathy Rychalski is helping shape the future of work across one of Pennsylvania's fastest-growing regions. But her journey to this role spans decades of leadership in both nonprofit and government sectors, where she has become known for building partnerships, transforming organizations, and creating innovative pathways that help people reach their full potential. From helping launch initiatives that expanded workforce training opportunities across Pennsylvania, to leading efforts that align employers, educators, economic developers, and community organizations around a shared vision, Kathy has dedicated her career to one powerful idea: when people have access to opportunity, entire communities thrive. Today, we'll talk about leadership, resilience, workforce development, collaboration, the future of talent, and the defining moments that have shaped her remarkable career. Kathy, welcome to Trailblazers.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Kathy, you have spent more than two decades leading organizations in both the nonprofit and public sectors. When you look back at your journey, what originally sparked your passion for helping people build better futures through workforce development?
Yeah, you know, I think back to my very first job in the nonprofit sector. I started as a summer monitor for this very program, which was then the Job Training Partnership Act, JTPA. Mm. And I was going to school, I was going to college to be an accountant. And during the time I was there, the fiscal director, fiscal assistant, was going out on maternity leave. And mm-hmm. so they had asked me if I would consider kind of shifting from a full-time college student to a part-time college student and fill in while this individual had gone on maternity leave. Mm. And I really knew I wanted to be an accountant. So I thought, okay, I might as well, you know, earn some money, not have to take up so much in student loans. but I... In the role of the accountant or the fiscal assistant, I was behind a desk and not working closely with our youth or our job seekers. And I really struggled with that. Mm. I grew up in a family. My parents were foster parents. They had, I would say, over 100 kids in our home throughout the time. Yes, they fostered. They always taught me that even if I don't have something to give to do that. And so I just feel like it was something ingrained in me from the time I was very young. I remember my dad bringing home a random stranger that was walking on the side of the street from Australia because he didn't have a place to stay for one night as he was hitchhiking across the country. And so I feel like that combination of having parents who just were genuinely good people and always doing for others, and then having this opportunity to experience what it was like to sit behind a desk and not interact with people kind of was the perfect storm for me to figure out that I really just wanted to be in the field of helping people. But I also knew from very early on that I loved bringing people along in whatever we were doing. And so I think that's kind of where the opportunity to engage in the leadership development really came from. I took a very small hiatus from nonprofit and went on to be a financial advisor. And you would, I guess, could say that's helping people. But it wasn't the people I liked helping. Not that they were bad people. I just always had, I guess, this thing inside of me that was to help lift people up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And talking about lifting people up and bringing opportunity to them in your current role, tell us a little bit about what the Workforce Development Board does for the listeners that don't already know.
Yeah. It's interesting. Most people think that the Workforce Board and the CareerLink are interchangeable. They're not.
Okay.
The Workforce Development Board is the administrator of funds that come into the region for workforce development activities. So we get the funds in. We do procurements to issue them out across the region for programs that align with what Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act law says that they can be spent on. So we're really the administrator of funds. We do program development, so ensuring that the funds are going to programs that are designed to align with what job seekers and both businesses need. So I don't know. I think it's pretty cool, right? You think about it from the lens of being able to talk to your job seekers and how we can ensure that the system is designed to help lift them up to where they can provide for themselves and their families. And we get to talk to the business community about what programs, training programs, what job seekers need to, what skills they need, what training programs need to look like. And so then our board of directors and our team at the Workforce Board kind of put a strategic vision and plan forward for how the funds are infused into the Lehigh Valley.
And your Workforce Board actually, you know, it includes some of the top representatives from some of the top employers, which is wonderful, kind of leading that charge. You recently came to the Lehigh Valley after a highly successful tenure in Lancaster County. What drew you to this region and what excited you most about the opportunity to work to lead the Workforce Board in the Lehigh Valley specifically?
So my sister actually lived right up in Riegelsville, so we got to spend some time in the Lehigh Valley while she was here.
Technically Bucks, isn't it?
It is Bucks.
Okay.
Yeah, but close enough, right?
Yes, you come absolutely. Right through. We're close to everything.
And so when I was thinking about, you know, my next career opportunity, for me it was about ensuring it was something that I would love to do, because I think it's really important to love what you do. In an area where I could still be close to my family. But more importantly, like, what does the culture of the community feel like? Partnerships are really important when you're talking about workforce development.
Indeed, yeah.
The growth of the community is really important, right, for the work that we do. Is there an openness to innovation? And so the board was certainly open to, you know, some new and innovative things for us to do. And so for me, you know, when I looked across this region is much bigger than Lancaster, but there's a lot of similarities as far as industry. And so they were all part of it, but probably one of the most driving forces behind it was the fact that Nancy Dishnot built an incredible system here, and one that it's pretty easy to not necessarily know a region, right? But know you can walk into something where it's established, it's doing well, and then you can start to learn, because the system's running so smoothly, learn the things you need to kind of integrate into a community.
Yeah.
And so that for me were those things were, I think, what were most important.
Yeah. And I'm going to get to in just a little bit here the future, like, you know, the current initiatives and the funding and some of the programs. But I do want to stop and I do want to talk about Nancy, because before you stepped into this role, Workforce Board Lehigh Valley benefited from years of what has been arguably the exceptional leadership under Nancy Dishnot, who dedicated every part of her life to that role. When you arrived, what did you discover about the organization, the culture, the community partnerships that she helped build? And what do you believe is the enduring legacy that Nancy leaves behind? Because she's been a force within Workforce.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I think that I would say, you know, I learned fairly quickly that Nancy was the life of the party. people liked to laugh
with her. Yes, she made them laugh, that's for sure.
Yes. And I don't know how many people have said to me, if Nancy was going to be presenting at an event, I wanted to be there. And I truly think that speaks to a part of her legacy. Mm-hmm. She has built partnerships that have been, I can't even put into word how beneficial they are to this community, mm-hmm. to the system, to the businesses, to the job seekers, to the colleges and training institutions, because those partnerships were built truly on a partnership model and not a one-way street.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not easy to do, right? Like, when you're the organization that gets money to infuse into a community, oftentimes, you know, people be looking for, how do I have an opportunity to get that money? Nancy was able to develop a system where it wasn't built on money. It was built on, how do we really complement one another, mm-hmm. and the work that we do? And I think that is, again, just a testament to how much she loved the work that she did. So if you ask me, you know, about her legacy, I think that what I would say is, for Nancy, workforce development was her life.
Mm-hmm.
She lived and breathed for the people of the Lehigh Valley, and that every decision she made regarding funding or partnerships or programs were made for the overall good of Lehigh Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly can applaud her, because she always stayed focused on the mission and the people.
Yeah. Now, you've described workforce development as an ecosystem. Yep. What does a successful workforce ecosystem look like, and what are the key ingredients to make it work?
Yes. So I would say, for a true ecosystem, you really do need to have collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a system that's, again, built on integrity. We actually recently had our first Lehigh Valley Aligned meeting, which I'm thrilled about. It is leaders from across the region and organizations such as the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce, Economic Development, United Way, Lehigh Valley Planning Commission, Community Foundation, the community colleges. And it's kind of the start, right? We had a chance to just kind of talk about, collectively, how does this ecosystem support all of our organizations and the people that we're serving?
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of that very first conversation, but a lot of momentum is going to come from this.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of energy, a lot of excitement. And it's not owned. What I love about this, and this is where I think about, you know, when you talk about an ecosystem,
mm-hmm.
it's not owned by any one of us. We're all working at this collectively. And so as we talk about the ecosystem for workforce development, they're all key players. Lehigh Valley Aligned will kind of help support our ecosystem by looking at initiatives we're working on, maybe looking at funding opportunities that will come as we partner together, or as we push initiatives forward as a aligned group of community organization and leaders. But the ecosystem for workforce development, again, a nice piece of this, it complements that. If you look at our career link, I would call that an ecosystem. The career link is the physical location where things happen.
Mm-hmm.
It has business engagement. It has job seeker engagement. It has community partner engagement. And while many organizations are mandated by law to be a part of an ecosystem, a true ecosystem goes beyond that. It is bringing folks to the table that we are serving, so they have a voice at the table, mm-hmm. right? Are the programs that are being delivered, whether it's through the mandated partners or other partners in the career link, are they designed to serve and meet the needs of the people that we are serving? Or is it people sitting behind a desk and making them up?
Yeah.
So this whole ecosystem is really about all of these partners having an opportunity to come to the table, but also bringing in the job seeker who we're serving and the business that we're serving and letting them help to ensure that this system is designed for them.
Yeah.
And being delivered by us.
And, you know, it's wonderful to hear that the Lehigh Valley, the economic development ecosystem that includes all of those partners that administer the funds, but also facilitate, you know, the use of them, so to speak, continues to collaborate. I think it's probably one of the hallmarks of our success.
Absolutely.
And why we continue to keep growing as a region. Now, you've led organizations through periods of significant change and transformation. What would you identify as one of the defining moments within your leadership career?
Most of the positions I had held in leadership were for organizations and departments where individuals sat behind a desk.
Mm-hmm.
And so you approach it from the space of, you know, getting to know the system, the rules, the regulations. And our CEO at the time had asked me if I would come and have a conversation with him. I was actually out on a medical leave when this happened. I had had a brain tumor.
Wow.
And, yes. And I thought, oh, boy, this is – I'm in trouble. Like – I had someone take me in, and he had said, Kathy, I had posted this position twice, and I had interviewed dozens of people. And he said, this department is, you know, on the verge of closing. There's terrible things that are going on. I need someone that can go out and turn this around, and the person doing that is sitting across from me. And that was his way of saying to me, I need you to, you know, walk your walk. Because I've always said to people, there may be times when you're doing something, but your skills and your abilities might need to be used differently in our organization.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in the nonprofit world, that's not usually unusual because funding, it's, you know, mm-hmm. usually down. Once in a while, you might see an increase. So rather than having to lose people, we might just have to adjust their job description and lean into their skills in different ways. So I thought, oh, man, like I said, can I just have a minute to think about it? Because this department was primarily individuals who were justice impacted.
Mm.
And so I thought about it and I knew that truly I did need to walk the walk. Right. I prayed about it a lot because I was like, man, like I really love what I'm doing. But regardless, I did go out, and the first several months were torturous. I walked into a situation where there was no leadership for about a year and a half on site with these. They were all gentlemen. And they were doing things that were just wrong. So... Mm. A good example, they would mismeasure windows, charge a grant, go get the windows, sell them at a public auction, and then go hang out at a Phillies game for the day.
Oh, wow.
And so here comes somebody with literally no experience in weatherization. They were not happy. I was getting cursed out. I was... like being told I don't know what I'm doing. So I sat across from one of our contractors and I said, tell me, you know, what we need to do and, you know, what would make this be an organization you would want to keep funding? And my last question to her was, in 3 years from now, if someone sits across from you and asks you that question, what do we need to look like so that your response is go see Kathy and the crew? I was like, I can do this. Like, we can do this, right? I'll take the resources and tools and present them. And the gentlemen that were on our team have the opportunity to run with it or not. And so a lot of the funding that we received was money. We had some utility company money, so the one I just spoke about. But a lot of it was stimulus money back in 2013, 2014, I guess.
Sure.
No, 2011, 12. So what I I remember taking two gentlemen to another event with another contractor, and there was an award being presented to another energy conservation group. Mm-hmm. And I said to them, that's going to be you guys next year. And they're like, yeah, like, we don't care about that stuff. Regardless, we ended up doing all the investment into training, certifications, the right tools, the right equipment, all of the things they needed. And when our funding dried up from the stimulus, our department did have to shut down. Mm. But every one of the guys on the crew had certifications, a resume, and a job when our department closed with another organization that did weatherization. And why I think that was so defining to me was initially I just wanted to be like they don't care. But when you invest in individuals and you stand alongside them, I was out in basements with a pink hard hat that they bought me, learning how to do weatherization, like blowing insulation, trying to learn to caulk, which I was an epic fail at, by the way.
But it is hard to do.
Yes. But I did learn a lot. I learned a lot about myself and the power of walking alongside anybody that you have the privilege of leading. Mm-hmm. And so the work before that, although very meaningful, I think for me, that was a period where I knew that the investment and the belief in others can truly change somebody's life.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's an inspiring story, not just from a workforce perspective, but also from the justice impact population, right? Yeah. And there's some reentry programs that we're exploring now, right?
Correct.
Alongside some other states. One of your notable accomplishments was helping launch Skill Up Lancaster, mm-hmm. Which ultimately evolved into a broader statewide model. What did that experience teach you about innovation and meeting workforce needs in new ways?
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about that.
I remember when we first had the opportunity to meet with the founder of, it was Metrics Learning. His name is Brian Lee. He happened to come to Lancaster. He and his team, and he shared this opportunity of Skill Up with me. And I was like, wow, like this could be amazing. It would be an opportunity for anyone in Lancaster County to have access to over 6,000 courses online anytime, anywhere. So I took it to my board of directors and I said, I'm looking at this. It's, you know, here's the cost. You know, it's a great opportunity. You know, we had a great reentry program. I think I shared a little bit of that with you in Lancaster. So if folks are justice impacted, if they are single parents, if they're on house arrest, if they have transportation issues because maybe the bus can't get you to a training program, you know, every mm-hmm. day, there's a cost to that, by the way, right? Mm-hmm. And so I said to the board, I'd like to bring in our community partners and share this to see, you know, what kind of buy-in we would get from it. Mm-hmm. And so we had a room full of community partners, including our training institutions, because SkillUp is not to take the place of the amazing training providers that exist in the Commonwealth. It really is to complement the training programs and providers. And I'll never forget one of the comments that was made by the Director of Community Action Program. He said, Kathy, I don't think the question is what if we do this? I think the question is what if we don't? Mm-hmm. And so their organization set up a computer lab. Our libraries got involved. Anyone you could think of. And then what really was cool was one of our schools started this. You hear from businesses all the time. Let me back up. You hear from businesses all the time that people coming into the workplace are lacking soft skills, essential skills, whatever you want to call mm-hmm. them. And so we asked, so the school had said, what we'd like to do is use this and give access to all of our students and specifically pull out the soft skill programs, trainings. And then every student that graduates from our school will have a certification recognized by employers in Lancaster that they have experience and exposure to the soft skills that are required by the business community. Mm. So they'll have this little badge they can put on their resume and they apply to a business. They know that they have gone through the Skill Up platform. Mm. So the community really got behind it, like the partners, the schools. And I happened to have the opportunity to present to our state workforce board, and they absolutely knew that this was the right thing to do for Pennsylvania. And so the Commonwealth has launched Skill Up Pennsylvania. And again, an opportunity for anyone in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to go online. And now there's over 7,000 courses. And so you think about that, right? Like, how amazing if you want to explore, I don't know, I'll just say human resources, right? Like, you could go on and explore what it means to be, and it's not going to cost you money to do that.
That's incredible.
But right. So had you gone to school and found out, like I did, I didn't really want to sit behind a desk to be an accountant all of my life. I spent a lot of money to do that. And so, yeah, 7,000 courses. I forget how many career pathways, but any industry you can think of. So even if you're employed today, right, and you want to enhance a skill, you could go and learn QuickBooks or Excel. And so to me, again, it was really about ensuring like everybody had access. And not everyone comes into our doors, but there are people being served at the county assistance office, community action, the shelters for abused individuals. Actually, we were working with our prison when I had left Lancaster to see if we could silo the website so that individuals who are incarcerated would have the opportunity to take some courses before they came out.
And, you know, this is really good. And I'm hoping that, you know, there'll be some focus on some of the emerging trends within some of these industry sectors that we have here in the Lehigh Valley, including automation, AI, you know, all of that. And just a quick note for our listeners, I mean, so the Workforce Board does administer a lot of those funds that are coming through for workforce initiatives, including apprenticeships, reentry, oh my goodness, WedNet, help me out here, Skill Up, you know, I mean, all these wonderful upskilling opportunities and job placement opportunities. That being said, where do they find all of that information? What's the website if they wanted to get more information on that? Can you share that?
Oh, sure, yeah. So I would have folks go to the Career Link Lehigh Valley, specifically businesses, right? So we have a business service team that works directly with the businesses. So the Career Link Lehigh Valley website is where I would go. If individuals are interested in the Workforce Board and becoming a board member, I would just go to the Workforce Board Lehigh Valley and connect that way. There's a ton of information on both of our websites to learn about resources from investments for if you're a business and you want maybe an on-the-job training experience, or if you want to engage in the apprenticeship arena, if you want to participate in a job fair, if you want to come in and do mock interviews with individuals. And then again, from the workforce board side, you're going to find a lot of labor market data, kind of the trends that, you know, are happening.
You guys have a plethora of information.
We do. And then we are always looking to engage with individuals who are interested in kind of giving back and serving on our board of directors.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, Kathy, it's an exciting time for workforce and an exciting time to be a part of the Lehigh Valley in that workforce. Today's conversation reminds us that workforce development is about far more than filling jobs or meeting labor demands. It's about creating pathways to opportunity, strengthening businesses, empowering individuals, and building stronger communities. Kathy Rychalski has dedicated her career to bringing people together around that shared mission, connecting education, business, government, and community partners to ensure that opportunity is not reserved for a few, but accessible to all. Her story is one of leadership, innovation, resilience, and collaboration, and her work continues to help shape the future of the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Kathy, thank you for joining us and for the impact that you're making every day. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to Trailblazers. Until next time, remember that every great community is built by people willing to create opportunities for others. And those are the true Trailblazers. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.